The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
That's the only station I listen to.
It's the Bieber station of America.
Y94.
7:31 in the morning and 54 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Today in Fargo-Moorhead, going to be mostly sunny, windy, with a high of 80 degrees today. Just gave away $250 to Brian and Y94's credit card cash out. We play again at 11:20, 2:20, and 4:20. Now for Playhouse Group Therapy on the show, when you have some sort of issue and you just want advice from the masses, you submit to Playhouse Group Therapy at Y94.com. We are going to throw you in the voice changer for this one, and we'll just call you first initial B. What is your issue in Playhouse Group Therapy?
All right, I just I kind of have an awkward situation on my hands here. First of all, I don't want anybody out there to think I'm any type of a pervert or anything. I really don't look at a lot of X-rated websites, and I don't really watch many videos or anything like that. But, yeah, every so often, like, you know, many men do, I sometimes indulge in the occasional, you know, adult website.
Can I just say, most of the time when somebody says, just so you know, I'm not a perv, really dirty things are about to fall. But okay.
Yeah, I don't really go to many of these things, and I'm not really looking at super strange things by any means, but I was on this website recently that features college-age girls, and I saw what I'm certain it was my neighbor's daughter.
She was on these dirty websites you were looking at?
Yeah, she was, and, I maybe wouldn't even have noticed it was her, except they specifically feature on the website as a girl from North Dakota. So I see this, and as soon as I realize what I'm looking at, I just, you know, I clicked out of the video. And it's not like I really have a strong relationship or friendship with my neighbors either. And this girl, she is an adult. She is 19 years old. But I just know that if it was my daughter, you know, regardless of what age she was, if she was on a website like this, I would definitely want to know. I would hope somebody would tell me about it, you know.
So what's your question? Because it seems like you already know what you want to do.
Well, I mean, not really. Let's say I do say something to him. You know, I've just admitted that I'm not only, you know, go to these dirty websites, but that I've seen his daughter completely nude. And I mean, on top of that, it's not like either one of us are moving anytime soon. I don't plan on moving, and I don't, you know, believe he's going to be moving. And I don't know, if I say something, I don't even think I'm going to be able to make eye contact with these people ever again. I don't know. I guess I just want some feedback, and I don't know, you know, maybe what y'all think or some of the listeners out there. First of all, do you think I have an obligation to say something to this guy and to this family? And if I do, I don't know, how do I do it? How do I bring up a conversation that, I just saw your 19-year-old daughter naked on the internet?
We will throw it out there and ask for you, man. We'll get some feedback from some other parents and kind of what they do, okay?
I'd appreciate it, because I feel kind of bad here, because, like I said, I know if it was my daughter, I would want to know, but then I just feel strange, yeah. You know, not doing anything, and I'd really appreciate it.
Well, it isn't. It's an awkward conversation, especially if you don't have a lot of a relationship, much for a relationship with your neighbor. Hey, neighbor, how's it going? Well, I was perusing the internet, and you're not going to believe what I saw.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
If given the horror of being in that situation, you don't really have a huge relationship. You really don't have much of a relationship with the guy next door. But you're perusing the internet on some adult websites. You see his 19-year-old daughter. You're certain it's her. Do you say something, or do you keep your darn mouth shut? 237 hits. You can text 35270, and more Playhouse Group Therapy after One Republic in a few.
Please, please, won't you be my neighbor?
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I listen to you guys every morning. You guys make me laugh. Oh, I think you guys are hilarious.
Hi, girl. Hi.
Y94.
What you think? Hi, it's Playhouse.
I think there should be a handwritten note left in the neighbor's mailbox, even anonymously, so that he's informed, or they're informed, but they don't have their perception of the neighbor necessarily disturbed.
Okay, so you bust out the old yellow notepad, the business rule notebook, and say, no, college rule, there we go, college rule notebook. Dearest neighbor Tom, or whatever his name might be, Thomas, can I call you Thomas? I was perusing the old internet, and lo and behold, saw this. Hi.
I have four daughters, and hell no do I even want to know.
So you want to be ignorant to that altogether?
Ignorance is very blissful.
Gosh, how did you afford to buy that new Porsche, daughter? Dad, you don't want to know. Okay.
Exactly.
Enough said. Thank you so much. Write some of them texts, please.
It's always somebody's daughter in the video. And even if it is your daughter, you still watch adult videos, so you can't get mad. Somebody else says she's an adult. Mind your own business. I think he should tell him because as a father, I actually have been in a similar situation, but with my niece who was living with us at the time. She's a great girl, and now she's married with kids, so tell. Somebody else says she's over 18. She can do whatever she wants with her life. Her dad will probably wish he didn't know after you tell him. Parents don't always need to know every choice their child makes. She's now an adult. Don't do it. You could ruin their relationship. Plus, it's none of your business. And that's a tough one. I don't think any good will come out of telling the girl's parents. I think your best bet is to keep it to yourself. After all, she is an adult. And in the end, will do what she wants to do.
Magalulu,
mm-hmm.
When I'm in doubt, I always just turn to you.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think about this whole thing?
Like, as much as I would want to say something just because it's his daughter, mm-hmm. I don't think I could. It's none of my business. I don't want to get in the middle of their whole family. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in the middle of it. I think I'd just rather leave it alone.
Personally, mm-hmm. I would not say anything if mm-hmm. I'm on first initial B side of it. I'm not going to say a darn thing because mm-hmm. I don't want nothing to do with that just like you.
Right.
And then B, if I'm on the other side of it, if I'm the father of this girl, I'm with the dad that called in just a second ago. Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
I do not. Ignorance, please. I do not want to know. I do not want to know.
Yeah.
Once 18th birthday rolls around, best of luck to you.
Yep.
Have fun with your decisions. Don't give me a heart attack, please.
Yeah.
I'm just glad I made it this long with a diet of pizza and french fries. Don't kill me. Personally. Any further feedback for first initial B, 237, it's in text 35270. Particularly interested if fathers of daughters would want to know if they were the neighbor guy.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
And this how we gonna do it.
Y94.
Doing group therapy this morning in the Playhouse. Zero, Rat, Maggie, Y94, the number one hit music station. Good morning. So first initial B, he calls in and says, well, I'm not a perv, I promise, but I was perusing a grown-up website, and I stumbled across the 19-year-old daughter of the neighbor guy next door. Now, we don't have a great relationship, but I'm wondering, do I have to mention to him that I saw his daughter on this website? The problem being, that's going to be awkward, and then he's going to think I'm pervy and know that I saw her nude. And so far, most people seem to be saying, why don't you just stay the heck out of it? What were you thinking?
Hi. So my dad has two daughters, and mm-hmm. I'm the baby, so I'm like, you know, he's always worried about what I'm doing. But he has, since we have gotten our, like, female friend, I don't want to know about that stuff. My sister's married. If she has a kid, she still never had sex. So it's one of those things, like, he just doesn't need to know.
All right. So dad probably doesn't want to know, probably shouldn't know, and it just not his darn business.
Mm-hmm.
Some more of those texts, guys.
Tell the parents that your friend was looking at the site and said they saw someone who looked familiar. He asked you to look, and you noticed it was your neighbor's daughter, so you just wanted to tell them so they're aware of what their daughter was doing. Somebody says, not your place to say anything. They'll find out one way or another. Just leave it alone. Tell the neighbor. He just said he would want someone to tell him if it was his daughter. How would he feel if his neighbor knew and didn't tell him? Also, somebody says, I am a father and wouldn't want to know.
Mm-mm.
Him telling the father isn't going to change anything. It's already done, and she's of age.
Well, and here's the thing, too. When you put something on the internet, and I don't know how many times we've talked about this, and for most, it's not news, but there's one person whose mind we just blown. Once you put something on the internet, it's on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's saved, it's downloaded, it's passed along. I mean, it can never just be deleted forever. It's out there. It's out there. So even if dad finds out, gets it yanked off the website, she promises, Dad, I'm never going to do this ever again. I didn't know how sad you'd be. It's still out there. It's just there. It is.
I was thinking that he should get their email and then send the link to the video like anonymous.
Here's, I want you to see this. Well, I know on our website, y94.com, we have a link where you can quickly email and share a link off our website to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go ahead and share it to them. Yeah, I'm sure Dad would appreciate that. Is the general consensus when you peek in the text club there that Dad doesn't want to know, probably?
I'd say the overall majority is, yeah, don't bother. Even most of the texts that actually came from fathers were saying that they don't want to know.
Mm-hmm. I would give him a forever the Maggie treatment, and that is this. We have created this perception, this visual of Maggie, that she is this angelic
mm-hmm.
beam of rainbow light and could do no wrong and is the moral compass that keeps us on the straight and narrow.
Which
and
is not
really,
that far off.
No, it is true in your case. Basically, when Maggie toots, it smells like ginger snaps.
Oh, God.
But that is the vision that I think every father would
yes.
like to maintain of his daughter.
It's always going to be his little girl.
That yep. when she is not under his roof, she's off somewhere running around with leprechauns and riding a flying unicorn. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm with you.
So give him the Maggie. Don't destroy that vision of his mm-hmm. little angel baby little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. You don't want to be the guy that does that. Mm-hmm. If it's going to happen,
especially if he's your neighbor,
don't have nothing to do
no,
with it.
No.
Okay? When it comes to being a neighbor, just be Wilson from Home Improvement. Occasionally pop half of your face over the fence, say hello, drop some words of wisdom, and then get the hell out of there. I think that is really the best advice in group therapy we can get for you. On the way, cups from Anna Kendrick, your news and weather as well.
Playhouse in the morning.
Sleeping in. We get it. We'll still be here when you're ready to face the day.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
Garage doors.